time now before the news for the biggest book club in the country. This month's book is Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. It's about 30-something Glaswegian Eleanor, who has been described as a socially awkward oddball. Just like myself, I guess. And to tell us more, I'm delighted that the author Gail Honeyman can join us now from our studios in Glasgow. Good morning to you, Gail. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me on this morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you. This book really looks at the topic of loneliness, and that's something very close to what we're doing here in BBC Northern Ireland. BBC Northern Ireland Playing Our Part Christmas Appeal this year is focusing on loneliness. Tell us, Gail, if you can, some more about how this book focuses on loneliness.
Well, the idea for the book came originally from a newspaper article that I read a few years ago about loneliness. And it included an interview with a young woman, quite unusually, a woman in her 20s, who said that she had a flat and a job and everything. She lived in a city. But she said that she'd often leave work on Friday night and then she wouldn't talk to another human being until she got back to work on Monday morning. And I was quite struck by that because usually when you hear about loneliness, it's often in the context of older people, and that's obviously a huge issue too. But I was struck by the fact that this was a younger person's experience. And I started to think, how would a young person find themselves living that kind of life? And when I thought about it, it wasn't difficult at all, actually, to think how someone could be living that kind of life through no fault of their own and not by choice. And so the character and the story of Eleanor Oliphant came from that.
And what is the message from the book about loneliness?
I'm not sure if there's a message as such. I think for this character, the thing that helps, without giving away any spoilers for the plot, the thing that helps her break out of her lonely set of circumstances is a very small act of kindness. In fact, lots of small acts of kindness. I think that's what I was trying to show, that tiny acts of kindness can be completely transformative for the right person at the right time. It doesn't have to be some huge grand gesture. It's just the little things, noticing, making conversation, you know, that kind of thing.
Could you read a little from the book for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I'll just read right from the very start of the book, if that's okay, just page one, chapter one. Yeah. When people ask me what I do, taxi drivers, dental hygienists, I tell them I work in an office. In almost 9 years, no one's ever asked what kind of office or what sort of job I do there. I can't decide whether that's because I fit perfectly with their idea of what an office worker looks like, or whether people hear the phrase work in an office and automatically fill in the blanks themselves. Lady doing photocopying, man tapping at a keyboard. I'm not complaining. I'm delighted that I don't have to get into the fascinating intricacies of accounts receivable with them. When I first started working here, whenever anyone asked, I told them that I worked for a graphic design company, but then they assumed I was a creative type. It became a bit boring to see their faces blank over when I explained that it was back office stuff, that I didn't get to use the fine tip pens and the fancy software.
There was a bidding war for your book, and you were able to leave your job and become a full-time author.
That makes it sound all very exciting. It was, yeah, so I was very fortunate that quite a few publishers were interested in it, so I've been in the amazingly lucky and dream come true position of being a full-time writer for about a year now, I think.
Is that not a lonely experience, being a writer?
I think the difference between loneliness and solitude is that loneliness is something involuntary, whereas solitude is something that you actively choose and enjoy. So I think just part of the nature of being a writer is that you have to spend a lot of time on your own thinking and writing. So it's not lonely in that sense because it's something that I've chosen, you know, it's something that I enjoy. But I also, once I finish for the day, I like to be social.
It's interesting, isn't it, that for those people who are listening to this now and maybe find themselves in a lonely situation, will the book help or will it just remind them of the situation they're in?
That's a good question. I would say, as a hugely keen, enthusiastic reader, people read so that we read so that we're not, to know that we're not alone, that other people have the same experiences as us, or to transport us from where we are now to a completely different set of circumstances, to entertain us, to divert us. So I would hope that reading's a comfort for anyone, really.
Listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Now, the copies of Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine are in our local libraries now throughout Northern Ireland. The NOLA Show has been working with Libraries NI over the past year. All of the featured books are available there. So if you want to go to your local library, why not? Maybe you haven't been for quite a while. Why not take a visit to your local library and find the book, Eleanor Oliphant, Completely Fine. You can listen back to some of our previous books on the website, bbc.co.uk/Nolan. And remember, next week sees the start of BBC Northern Ireland's Playing Our Part Christmas Appeal, which this year focuses on the causes and effects of loneliness.